Welcome to Sessions by Monster Chats. Sessions is a new kind of show for us where we ditch the script and instead dig into the real stories behind the people in our professional lives. How do we all come together in this world of entrepreneurship, sales, and unified communications? One session at a time. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking with Ben Guse. Ben and I are going to be talking about SaaS, user acquisition, lead gen, and even marketing for CBD. I'm Colin Mitchell, the host of Monster Chats and the founder of Monster VoIP. Ben left France 8 years ago to start his entrepreneur journey and founded his business venture, LAXIR, a digital marketing agency in 2015, and then co-founded Zentap, a SaaS company for realtors in 2018, and just launched Chloe, a marketing software for CBD and cannabis business owners. Ben, welcome to Monster Chats. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm pretty good. You?
Yeah, doing good, man. There's a lot of crazy things going on, obviously, right now, but you just got to stay positive and keep moving forward, right? Or, yes. in your case, maybe start another company.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, before we dig in, just tell us a little bit about your story. Obviously, you know, you're born in France. Kind of just talk to us about, you know, moving here and getting started as an entrepreneur. What was that like?
So, yeah, I moved like here like in 2012, like 8 years ago. I'm from France, Nice. I don't know if you've ever been to Nice.
Very nice. I love Nice. I went there with my wife for our honeymoon. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Like the French Riviera is beautiful. And I came to Los Angeles because I was a big fan of the Lakers. I was a big fan of Kobe. And I was like, okay, let's go for a year. I decided to stay, you know, like, you know, we don't plan, you know, things. It just happened. So I decided to stay and I opened my first company next year, marketing agency. And then I've been doing like more like SaaS niche marketing for those realtor and mortgage lenders, and recently just like Chloe for CBD and cannabis. Mm-hmm. That's pretty it. Like being like entrepreneur, like all that has been.
So yeah, I mean, talk about the transition. Like when you first moved here, you know, which good reason, I guess, moved here for the Lakers. and then, you know, what, before you started your company, what were you doing? Like, what was your job? How were you living? Like before you started your business?
So I came here, I was still a student. I was like 21. Uh-huh. So I came, I went to UCR for a postgraduate MBA. In management. It's funny because I did like an MBA in France in finance and then management, but I'm in marketing, you know, it's like, so no connection, but so I started with, then I opened a company, a different one, with like a friend. It didn't work out and that's it. I realized it was in like fashion, vape kind of thing. And I realized that I didn't like what I was doing, but what I liked was marketing. I never like really knew anything about marketing, but I was like excited to work on marketing, branding. I was like excited to work on campaign, Facebook ads. For me, it was like a new world. So when you start like getting into this PPC and paid ads and all these things, like so much to learn, so many things you can always, it's always like something that you need to learn every day, you know? Like if you don't keep up to date on the new thing, on new ads, new algorithm, you're not going to be very successful. So I think this was the part that really like make me into marketing. And yeah, at the beginning, you always start like, I started as a freelancer, you know, I didn't have like my company, started with a freelancer, get some clients that I knew from my friends, like, okay, let me give me a shirt, you know? So
Was it just like learn on the job type of like
learn on the job? I was like a lot of pretending I knew what I was doing because I didn't know shit. But
oh yeah, I mean that's some pressure, right? Because you got to deliver or you're not going to eat.
Yeah, especially because they are your friends, so they kind of like they want you to of course doing a good job. and you're like on retainer. So if it's a month to month, you know, I never like signed contract for 12 months or a year. So I was like really learning on the job, training on the job. And it's the best way of to learn, you know, like right. school and all this. I mean, there's some good online classes, to be honest, but I really just learned on the job, you know.
And you had to deliver if you wanted to keep your friends, right?
Yeah, keep my friends, keep the money, like everything, you know. It was like, either this or going back to friends and say goodbye. So, no, I didn't have a choice, you know. The best way to become successful is when you don't have a choice.
What were some of your biggest challenges early on in marketing, like when you're trying to figure things out?
The biggest challenge is really to understand, like to understand the market, and because at the beginning I was an agency, I was taking like every client, so it can be like travel, it can be fashion, it can be things that I didn't know anything about. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of like every time a new marketing technique, a new strategy, and some stuff I was doing for one was not working for the other. So it was like, what was like learning new industry? I guess that was the biggest challenge.
Mm. Yeah. So, and then from then, it seems like you got more specific about kind of niching down, right?
Yeah. So I keep Laxia as like a boutique agency because I still have like clients for this. But I believe that if you really want to scale a good product, you have to go like, you have to go niche and you have to focus on like, one good industry. So we started like with realtor. Now I'm more focused on the mortgage brokers, mortgage lenders, because with the economy and everything, they're doing pretty good. And I'm building a good product for them. And yeah, more time you spend on like an industry, like either mortgage or CBD, cannabis for clay, better you become and become like more an expert you become. So it's going to be easier to get like results, you know. If you try to do everything, you're not going to be really like successful.
Right. And when did you first discover that you had that entrepreneur spirit? Was like something as a childhood or just, you know, out of necessity of needing to earn money when you came to the US?
Yeah, from when I was a kid, was with my sisters. Like my big sister is also like entrepreneur, and she was always taking me to like market on Sunday, selling me like this like phone card that I don't know, it was her thing, and she was putting me like as like a sandwich, I don't know, we call it a sandwich man in France, like with like advertising on top of me. I was like, I don't know, 6, 7, and I was trying to get people. Then I started like a fashion brand. I was like 14, trying to sell it to my high school people. I think entrepreneur is like, yeah, something you just start doing when you're like a very young age, even if you don't know like that you're doing it. And it's something always that, I don't know, it's a passion, you know. It's, and it can be an addiction, because as you said, like I'm gonna maybe start a new company tomorrow. Like it's an addiction to start something and to see it like the evolution. And and we spoke about it, that you also like have like different companies, and I'm sure you feel the same way of like starting something new.
Oh, yeah.
See the evolution and see like where it goes, you know.
The beginning, just getting started, is like the funnest part for me.
The best.
Of just like starting from nothing and figuring it out and failing and learning and pivoting and being flexible. And then once things start working really, really well, it's like, okay, it's kind of boring now.
You lose interest. You're like, okay, so what I'm going to do now? There's no more challenge, no more. Like, I need to figure things out, you know? So... Yeah, right. I feel you. It's exactly the same.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. And then, so what do you think really, out of all of your ventures, what's been the most successful one so far?
For me, they've been like all, kind of all successful in different way, because some of them, they're successful in terms of like financially, like we're doing pretty good with Zentap or Lendize. SaaS, we're getting a lot of clients, but I mean, I've been successful in terms of learning a lot of things about Laxia, and Chloe is just like a couple of months old, so it's too soon to tell, but there is a big opportunity in the cannabis space and the CBD space because of the regulation. It's very tough for brand owner to like advertise online.
Right.
They can advertise on Facebook. They can advertise on Google and things like that. So
a lot of them tend to turn to just billboards, right? Billboards.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, we see them everywhere.
Right. So, what are their options for advertising really? Because they can't run ads.
So that's the thing. There's things that we find a way, even on Facebook ads and Google ads to be able to advertise those brands. And one technique, for example, is called bridge ads. So you can use like kind of like different funnel to bring traffic to your website. You can use chatbot. SEO is always good because SEO, you can do it like for any industry, but it's a long-term game. So if you want like short-term, bridge ads is good. Influencer can be a hit or miss. Email marketing, scraping also emails is pretty effective. LinkedIn, if you're like B2B.
Email is tough for consumer though, because you got to build your list out, right?
Yeah, first of all, it takes time to build your email, but you also have a way to like scrap email from like Instagram account. You know, it's more like a gray hat growth hacking, but there is a way, you know.
And what are bridge ads? Tell me a little bit more about those.
So bridge ads, because we can't just send traffic to their website, because like Facebook, they're going to check if your website sells CBD or cannabis, they're going to look for those keywords. You can just send traffic. So you can do direct ads campaign. So what you need to do is kind of like find a bridge between your website, the ads, Facebook or Google, and your website. So you can use it like, for example, landing page, a different like generic landing page about back pain for CBD or things like that without mentioning CBD, collecting a lot of email addresses, collecting like the pixel, collecting like all those users, and then redirect them later using either emails, chatbot to your website. So
that seems challenging.
It's very challenging. It's time consuming because you have also to build like kind of like a big audience on one niche. But it's done. Right now is the only way until like Facebook or Google change their like regulation. It's really the only way to use paid ads.
And so how does Zentap solve some of these problems?
So Zentap is for the realtor. The bridge ads is for Chloe.
Chloe, right.
So Chloe, it's more software it's for now it's an MVP. So I just did like a soft launch and I'm getting some like feedback, user feedback. It's a software they're going to be able to do a few things. First of all, they have like access to all the news about their state, so they can keep up to date with all the regulation in the CBD and cannabis space. They have like a map where they can find like dispensaries. So I like collecting all this data of dispensaries so they can email them and trying to make a deal with them, because at the end of the day, you also want to your brand, not just to do like online, but also to make like some B2B deal. So it's more for like wholesale. So you can contact dispensaries. You can also have, like, there's like an influencer feature. You can contact influencer in the CBD and cannabis space. You can make a deal with them. You can email them and try to like for them to promote your product. And then if you want like some more boutique, a little bit more pricey services like bridge ads, paid ads, SEO, you can also like contact our team. And that's kind of like a enterprise price where we can do that for you. But if you just want like something not very expensive and just to start, you can start with those features.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, what has been your biggest secret to like scaling your companies from start?
Scaling?
Yeah.
It's a secret, so I can't tell.
Did I stump you?
No. They call me a magician, like in my company Zentap, they call me the magician. So magician never reveal the secret, but I like you, Colin, so I'm gonna tell you. So I mean, it's not secret. It's a lot of like I'm a big believer in A/B testing. in everything I do, like everything, like food, girlfriends, anything. I'm gonna like it's to make sure that everything you're doing, you are like you're gonna keep track all the data. Try a lot of things. So in terms of like marketing campaign for your own lead generation, user acquisition, you need to A/B test all the channel. You need to make sure that some of your, maybe one of your venture, YouTube ads is going to be the best. The other one, LinkedIn automation, reach out is going to be the best. So really try all this marketing channel. But when you find one with a good CPA, focus on this one. You don't have to go, like you don't have to spend money everywhere. If you want to find a good channel, just double up and scale up on this one. Listen to your customer. It's like obvious, but a lot of people, they focus on their company and they don't listen to the customer. So send survey, make sure that they call, like if you're like a CEO of the company, it takes 5 minutes to just call one of your clients and say, okay, what do you like? What do you hate about us? Just tell us. Like, there's a lot of people, they love your product, but a lot of people, they hate your product.
You know, or there might just be one thing that's an easy fix, right? But if you're not asking those questions or being open to feedback, then you can't improve. And eventually people leave, or you're not going to acquire more customers because you're not really understanding the true need.
Exactly. My biggest thing I would say is just do things, you know, don't be afraid of like failing, or don't be afraid of making mistake, because it's going to happen always. Just do it, you know, don't stop planning. A lot of people, they spend too much time on business plan. Like I always say, like people do, like some people do business plan, some other people do business, you know, just do it. And then of course you need some planning, you need some like researching, but you know, launch your idea.
Yeah. I think people can get stuck in the planning and never get into starting, right? Being an entrepreneur is scary. It's a big leap. It's maybe different than what most people are doing. Not everybody's built for it. But you don't know if you don't try, and your failures are typically going to be your best learning lessons and motivation to do better.
So true. It sounds very cheesy. Even when I hear like myself saying those things, it sounds like I'm a cheesy like guy, but it's so true. Like I trust me, like few years ago, that's changed my life. When I decided one day, I used to suck on doing things. I was good at planning and I was good at like doing some research, but I sucked at doing things. And one day, really, like I was like making a decision. I was like, okay, now I'm just going to do it. And it changed I start open my first company. I start doing things and it changed my whole vision. It was like a game changer.
Yeah, because you can always optimize and improve on things, but if you don't ever start them, then...
Exactly. And no one cares. Like, no one gives a shit about, like, your website, if you're making a mistake. Or like, okay, they're going to tell you, oh, you know, there's, like, an issue, there's a glitch, but no one is spending their day on your website so to see if you made the mistake or not, you know? So just do it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree. We're going to take a quick break just to tell you a little bit about what we do here at Monster VoIP. We started Monster VoIP because we were frankly sick and tired of getting gouged on our business phone bill and getting dropped calls. Today, we serve over 6,000 customers, and we're passionate about saving businesses money and giving them the features that they need for their tech stack in today's companies. You can text info to 424-378-6966 to learn more. Ben, it's been a pleasure talking with you so far. Tell me a little bit about what you're excited about right now. I know you have 4 companies. You're very passionate about marketing. You've talked a lot about A/B testing, which is great because in A/B testing, you can learn what's not working and what's working better and pivot and you know, make those more data-driven decisions. But what are you passionate about right now? What are you excited about that you're working on?
I'm very excited to see the evolution of the new product for mortgage, Lendize, because I think that right now with the economy and everything that's going up with the rate and everything, is going to be a very, very good product for them. I see a lot of engagement. I see a lot of people, they want to invest because when we do a marketing for like realtors or mortgage lenders and mortgage brokers, we also see on the other side people that looking to purchase a home or refinance, and we see a lot of those millennials that start really to like looking to purchase a home and trying to do like some smart financial like decision. And I think we're going like into a good direction of like with all the knowledge that you can find online and all these people like the mentor that can help you with real estate. A lot of people, they just decide to buy. So I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And I'm very excited about the CBDN cannabis because I believe in this space. I believe that more and more states, they're going to open the regulation. I believe it's like the green rush, you know? It's going to be more dispensaries. It's going to be more moments, open stores. I like that.
All right. Awesome. And before I let you go, and thanks so much for coming on here today, tell people where they can find out more about your companies, where they can connect with you online, and all that good stuff, or anything else you want to let them know.
You can go on the website zentop.com. You can go on the Chloe app, .com, laxier.us, but you can also like just, reach out to me on LinkedIn, Ben Gaze, or even like DM me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on Instagram. So if you guys like want just to talk about entrepreneur or like all this like different industry, Instagram is Ben Gaze, the wizard, and Gaze, G-U-E-Z.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe, share with your friends, and we're listening for your feedback. The show is all about you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sessions by Monster Chats, presented to you by Monster VoIP. Monster VoIP started, frankly, because we were sick and tired of getting gouged on our business phone bill and getting dropped calls all of the time. Today, Monster VoIP serves over 6,000 customers and is passionate about saving businesses money and giving them the features that they need in a modern tech stack for today's companies. Text TRIAL to 424-378-6966 to get your free trial of Monster VoIP.